every time I walk home alone, there's the general fear.
Oh, what am I wearing? Or, like, what coat am I going to wear or something? Which sounds silly when you, like, talk about it afterwards, but, like, going into a night out, those are things that you actually just, like, subconsciously think about, I think, because you hear about it, even if nothing specifically has happened to you.
That is not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling, regardless of whatever anybody says. I hate it. I hate that feeling.
If someone speaks to you, you never know what's going to follow. So you're always a bit afraid, I think. That's the way that I would describe it.
Sometimes I feel very dangerous and then I just run to get home. Yeah.
I think I try to not appear to be scared. I just try to behave normal, but at the same time I'm really aware of what's going on around me. Listen, like, is he coming closer?
I'm usually always very alert. I'm alert to sound, movement. My eyes are darting about. And I'm just trying to be sensitive to everything around me.
There have been times where, you know, you'll be walking along and someone will walk up behind you. They're probably just, you know, you're run-of-the-mill person, but you weren't concentrating and they surprise you. That he could have done anything, you just don't know he's there, or, you know.
I usually go with, like, one headphone in, one headphone out, kind of, like, try to look confident, but, like, also, like, ignore me. I'm not important, don't look at me type thing.
Make sure, oh, I always have earphones in, but they're not plugged into anything. So it's, like, the element of surprise. So just in case someone does sneak up behind me, I would hear the person and dash away or whatever.
I always check behind me because I do listen to headphones, especially when I've had a few drinks and I'm coming home late at night. I will listen to music because that's just the habit.
I like to hear if there's someone approaching me or not. So I try not to listen to music. I try not to flash my phone.
Try to keep my keys in my hands, like... To have a weapon or just to be able to open the door.
I have my keys in my coat pocket rather than in my bag because, like, if I need to, they're, like, sort of my only line of defense because I couldn't bring pepper spray with me through customs, and I had that back in the States, so, yeah, my keys in my pocket would be, like, my only thing. Go all Wolverine on somebody.
Something which might be very silly, but I hold my keys in my hand, so... in the event that I have to run away from someone, I have them already in my hand so I can quickly access my flat. Or also I have them in my hand in the event I have to defend myself from someone.
I always hug myself and then I walk really fast alone. I think it's just to make me feel like, okay, you're still together. No one is...
Because I don't want to be this bitch that leave me alone. I believe in... like common friendliness towards strangers, but if I give the men the wrong ideas, that I definitely don't want
to. I just pretend to not understand why he's talking to me. Then I just run away.
I feel a bit lost because I don't know the area quite well yet, so I feel particularly unsafe in almost any place. Which is
I feel safer in Nigeria because I feel like I know. I kind of know what to expect.
And when I live in my hometown, when I walk down the streets, I feel very safe.
When I walk home in Barcelona, I know where I'm going. I know what streets not to go. I know what to avoid. And what
it doesn't really matter where you are. There will always be places that you should avoid and places where you don't feel that safe. Especially,
you know, as a woman, I guess you never feel really safe.
Terrified. I mean, I was walking very fast, but at the same time, I felt that I could be easily frozen.
I didn't run, but my footsteps were super quick. I didn't know
my heart would, like, literally come out of my mouth because I was very, very nervous. I was
lighter.
You know, and you have to cross and you don't want to because you're a bit like on edge.
And I'm afraid of the idea that I won't be able to control what happens.
Like, shit could go down anytime.
One of the most terrifying experiences of my life.